اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. This is Habibullah Fasizadeh, and again, alhamdulillah, we have Brother Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider here with us. Inshallah, we'll be helping you learn the Tajweed rules and practice the Tajweed rules in this session on some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So I really recommend you stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So Brother Ali Nasir, salamu alaikum. How are you?
Assalam, alhamdulillah.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider, how
fine,
are you?
Sir. How are you?
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, in the previous sessions, we practiced the verses from Ayah 1 up to Ayah 20. So, inshallah, today in this session, we'll work on Ayah number 21. And before we start, Ali Nasir and Fawad, let's listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
So alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Now we will be reciting ourselves, okay, and practice. Then we'll explain a little bit about this ayah and also then the Tajweed rules practically will apply in this ayah. Ready?
Yes, sir.
So, ayah 21 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم
الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
أحسن ما شاء الله. So alhamdulillah, this ayah gives you a great message and tells us this ayah, okay, not only us but to all the human beings, all the humankind. So it says ya ayyuhan nas. Nas means human beings, okay, all the human beings. And alif and lam at the beginning of the word an nas, okay, that indicates that it's all the people, okay, the whole people. So what does Allah Almighty say in this ayah? Allah Almighty says, all mankind or all human beings, worship your Lord. U'budu rabbakum. Worship your Lord. Okay? So then Allah Almighty talks about who the Lord is, or some of the or one of the attributes of Allah Almighty here. Alladhi, the Lord, okay? The Lord. Or the Rabb In Arabic, we have خَلَقَكُمْ, the Lord that has created you. Okay? Has Allah Almighty created us? Yeah.
Yes.
وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, the Lord that has created you and the people or the human beings or the mankind before you, those who were living before us. Like Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and from Prophet Adam, okay, up to like our forefathers, okay? So Allah Almighty created all of us. Yes?
Yes.
So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So if you worship your Lord, the result of your worship to Lord, your Lord is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may be God-wary, or you may be among those who have taqwa. Among those who have taqwa. Okay? Yeah. Piousness. So, a good message I want to give you, that first and foremost, okay, when Allah Almighty commands them something, okay, it's not only for normal people. First and foremost, it's for the prophets and for the imams and then for the nations. Okay? So this ayah includes, Nas includes all the people, the human beings, and also the prophets, they were human beings too. Okay? So the message is this, that if we want to be good people, if we want to be prosperous and have a happy life, okay, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, everyone is looking for a happy life, yes?
Yeah?
Yes. But there is one thing, that you cannot have this happy life, okay? I mean that relaxation, I mean that comfortness, okay? That happy life and prosperous life without any sorrow, without any pain, without any sadness. So you can't have that life unless you worship Allah Almighty. If you worship Allah Almighty, you will have that prosperous life, okay? So ibadat, or worshiping Allah Almighty, brings you that happiness, brings you that understanding, okay? Brings you that prosperity. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, when someone is having taqwa, or someone is pious, okay, God-wary, so he knows what is bad, what is good, and he does whatever is good for him. So when we do only good things, we are prosperous. Isn't it that?
Yes.
Yeah. So may inshallah Allah Almighty help us be like men God-wary, and those people who really fear Allah Almighty. Fear does not mean that you should be afraid of Allah Almighty. Oh, Allah Almighty is something so dangerous. Should be afraid, okay? Okay, like those, God forbid, like the examples that the babies, usually the kids, okay, they are afraid of. Like whenever the mom, they cry, okay, the mom says, stop, okay? That man will come to you. Then they are so much afraid, they are scared, okay? No, God is not like that, okay? I told you that day that in Dua al-Iftitah we have, وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. He is the most merciful, and at the same time, he is the most punishing. Okay? We should be also hoping that Allah Almighty will forgive us, but at the same time, we should be afraid of his punishments. Afraid of his punishment means that we should be careful not to make any mistake. Okay? So, أُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, أُعْبُدُوا means that you should worship. Worshipping means you should be careful about Allah Almighty, the rules that Allah Almighty has assigned for you in this world, okay? Be careful about them. Then tattaqoon, taqwa means this, that you're caring about Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is something important for you, valuable for you, okay? So if he says yes, you should say yes. If he says no, no. That means taqwa simply, okay? But I want our friends to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, okay? And make sure you learn more about this ayah.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, the mad on the top we have. And then we have what? Hamza also. Ya ayyu. So, do we have, what type of mad do we have here?
Wajib muttasil.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
But basically, no. Ya is one word. Ayyu is one word. Ha is another word. Ya ayyuha. So they are joined together. All right? Like khalaqakum. Khalaqa is one word. Kum is another word. Khalaqakum.
So when they are joined.
You don't. So they are not in one word. In one word means that that is one word, not compound word.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. They are compound.
Simple word. So, ya ayyuha, you either can recite it with a mad, like for six counts, or for two counts. That's correct. Jai is munfasil. So, how do you say? Ya ayyuhan nasu, or ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu. All right?
Yes.
So, ayyuha, ha has alif mad, right? That day I told you, if you remember, that whenever we have alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, plus hamzatul wasl, you skip that alif mad, waw mad, ya mad. That will be changed to a short vowel sound. Ayyuha will be changed to a short vowel sound. Ha. Ayyuhan. Ha. Then if you join it to the next word, nas, ya ayyuhan nas. Quickly, without stretching the sound of ha, you join it to an nas. Right, Fawad? So yes. How do you read it?
Ya ayyuha.
Ya ayyuha. I mean the ha part. How do you join it? Read it.
The ha with the la.
Yes, join it.
Ha.
Hannas, right? Not hannas. Because it is alif mad, you got to stretch it for two counts. But since we have hamzatul wasl here, you do not stretch it for two counts. All right?
Yes.
Ya ayyuhannasu. Hannasu, not hannasu. Do not stretch it. Maybe sometimes I had some students, they thought this has to be stretched. Okay, because it's alif mad. But no, you don't have to stretch. Okay, like fi alladhina, fi alladhina. You stop, do not stretch. Ya ayyuhannasu, noon with tashdeed, you have to apply the rule. Idgham with ghunna. Ya ayyuhannasu u'budu. U'budu. Okay. Look, we have hamzatul wasl. But because it's in the middle of the two words, you skip it. Ya ayyuhannasu u'budu. But if you want to start from u'budu, you got to read it like I said, u'budu with dhamma. Why? Because the third letter after the letter ayn, the second letter after the letter ayn, but totally this third letter has
dhamma.
Dhamma. U'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. So the pronunciations of the letters dhal, kha, qaf. Okay? Kha, la, qa, kum. Kha, la, qa, kum. Kha, la, qa, kum. All right?
Yes.
Make sure it's a heavy. Yes. Khalaqakum. Walladhina min qablikum. Min qablikum. Nun sakin plus qaf. Yes? So from the rest of the letters. Yes, for what?
Yes.
Okay, so what rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Heavy ikhfa.
Heavy ikhfa. Min qablikum. Min qablikum. Alright? Then la'allakum tattaqun. There is no other rule. So, now, once more, okay? We will listen to this ayah. Then, inshallah, we'll finish this session.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya. والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced the tajweed rules on this ayah and also a short explanation. And make sure you refer to the tafasir book also, and make sure you practice, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the next session. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجه الفرج.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان